I should say, very wet evening. All the same, welcome to all you waterproof people. As we were driving just now from home, I said there's going to be a torrential rain, something which we have not seen for a long time. And as we drove through that rain, which came down in torrents, so much so that the visibility was reduced to, I would say, just a few car lengths, it reminded me of the catastrophic flood of Noah's time, when nobody believed there could be a rain, because up to that time, the Lord God had not caused it to rain. This is one of the self-deception of the pre-flood people. They reasoned to themselves, what is this old man talking about? Rain. But we had never seen rain. For the first time it rained. And it was a horrible rain. Tonight, thank God we have the Word of God. Do we know the story of the flood? The lesson of the flood. The lesson of the flood is, it will not come again. Never again. But in its place will come fire. We have this in our Chinese vocabulary, the word Zai. On top is three strokes bent, meaning river or running water. And down below, the word fire. Water or flood plus fire equals great catastrophe. The disciples asked Jesus, Lord, you say you are coming again. Can you tell us how we can know? Give us a sign. And the Lord Jesus gave them two signs. First, he says, the days of Noah will be back on earth. Not that the same flood is going to come and overflow the world, but people will scoff. As in the days of Noah, nobody would believe this old man. Silly old man. What is he talking about? Never been a flood. Never been a rain. And he talks of a flood that is going to overflow everything and everything else. Until the flood came and took them all away. This is the warning to all of us. Take warning, therefore. The second sign, both of these you can find in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 26 to 30. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 26 to 30. Oh, dear friends, read it and may it speak to you. Now, tonight our topic is before Jehovah's awful throne. I entitled tonight's message as A Lesson in Gratitude. How grateful are we? Oh, dear friends, we owe so much. Firstly, there's a debt you owe, your father and mother, and I owe father and mother, that can never be repaid. Do you agree with that? Never. Because that kind of watch care and love they lavish on you and me is a picture of how God cares for us. And it can never be fully and amply repaid. So tonight is a lesson in gratitude. As we read in the words of Psalm 100, may I request you to turn there. This is our text and lesson for tonight. A hymn of praise, Psalm 100, is so familiar. Some of you will be surprised, wondering, hey, surely we've missed something. Yeah, you missed something. Psalm 100. Let's all read. There are only 5 verses. We read in unison together, please. Verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not? Not we ourselves, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Simple, but so true. One of our church choirs, not of this church, but in Tengah, and they call their choir Joyful Noise Choir. And they sing every Sunday to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Do you do this? Or do our people still indulge in bathroom crooning? Is when they, somehow the water that comes down on their heads and shower causes them to break into song. And oftentimes you hear, oh no, dear friends, let our voices be used for the praise of the one who gave us life. Do you know that there's so much in the Word of God, in this book, the Bible, about how God made us? It begs a person's intelligence. It says this so many times. We did not spring out of the earth ourselves, but God made us. You wonder, how come? How can you prove it? Ah, dear friends, do you know that there's an organization called NKF, National Kidney Foundation? And those of us whose kidneys run out of steam pay big money to get the blood cleansed, because the cleansing apparatus inside the kidneys are rosak, out of order, and people want to survive, they pay the money. Do you know that God made us with a pair of kidneys just where your lumbar area is behind there? On each side there is a small organ called the kidney. God made it and put it there, and it works for you non-stop from time of birth till time of death. What does it do? Filters whatever you drink and eat every day, 24 hours a day. 2 million little filters inside the kidneys keep on filtering quietly, making no noise. And the kidneys don't need to have time for overhaul and service. You run a car, every few months, the mechanic will remind you it's due for service, due for cleansing, etc., etc. Even a motor car has to go through it. But God made us with such a wonderful body. And do we say thank you? Think of the millions of dollars one has to pay to get the waterworks going. Not inside your body, because they are all run out of steam already, but they hook up your circulation to another circulation with the artificial kidney to filter and to clean up your system to allow you to live. How marvelous, and are we grateful? I just give you a very simple illustration, just one. And there are dozens of other systems. For example, your breathing, your circulation of blood, your heart pumping. Do you sometimes think, why is it I don't go for servicing? When my car has to stop running and go for servicing, and the engine of the car go through a thorough overhaul when it gets older. Oh yes, God has made us a marvelous human body. Psalm 100 is to remind you of that great Creator. And yet, people who are endowed with super intelligence use that bit of super intelligence to spring the theory, fantasy of a Big Bang. What is a Big Bang? The Big Bang is just a lot of hot air making a Big Bang. When I went to university as a young man, no Big Bang. They told us, 500 million years ago, we decided, we meaning our ancestors, decided to get down from the trees. Then we discarded our tails and began to talk human language and to assume an intelligent life. No more up the tree as an ape. Today, man is more advanced, and they say, no. That theory doesn't hold any water. It's too funny, too ridiculous. Let's make a new one. Do you know how they concoct? The word is concoct. Out of nothing, they plan out something, describe something that is non-existent, and they start with something you cannot disprove. Big Bang. Yeah. You do a Big Bang in a workshop. If it's a motor workshop, your workshop will be in shambles, finished. no longer able to do any useful work. That is the result of Big Bang. Now the latest is they've discovered that Big Bang is not good. Now they want to maybe revert to Small Bang. So that enough of intelligent people renounce the Creator and believe in this foolishness of bangs, big and small. Listen to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise. Oh, it is so good to sing to the praise of our Almighty God. Much better than any kind of bathroom crooning that you hear from bathrooms here and there. Oh, dear friends, the psalmist here says, let your gratitude be known. This is a hymn of great thanksgiving from those who understand God's gift. What is God's gift? Intelligent life to you and me. In our weekly worship, we sing this psalm every Sunday. Did you realize it? You say, where? Where did we sing this psalm? Ah, there are two versions. If you turn just to the inside or the front cover of your hymnal, left side, front cover, then you read, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we begin with singing this beautiful Psalm 100. Is known as Old Hundredth. It is the 100th psalm, and because it has been known and popular, sung by the Christian churches so long, it gained the name of Old Hundredth, 100th psalm, meaning praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's sing it twice. Praise God from whom blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Second time. Praise God from whom blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Why do we praise Him? Why do we have to praise Him? Let it be spontaneous. So happy to know that I have a Maker. Are you? Ah, He gave you a brain that thinks, that is able to solve problems in your work, whatever work you do. Do you know that? If God were to cause the chips in your head to go wonky, you at once become a fool. from Alzheimer's disease. Do you know what is Alzheimer's disease? Alzheimer's disease affects people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and onwards. Suddenly, you forget. So-and-so comes to dinner and he says, "So good to see you." 5 minutes later, you say, "Ah, yeah, so good to see you." And he says it 3-4 times. You say, "Something wrong with this man." Has it happened to anyone here? From what I see, all are young and healthy. But when it happens, you say, "Alama, finished." There's no reversal and no cure. It is permanent and progressive. I'm not talking as a medical man, but I'm talking from knowledge gained by reading. And the man Alzheimer's described something which is so correct. Thank God for good brains that he's put in our skull inside an organ just about that size that can solve amazing problems that take a long time for complicated computers to puzzle out. Your own brain can beat the best computers, do you know that? For which, what do we do? Take it for granted? Never. Thank God. So I say, dear friends, tonight's coming here is not for nothing, but to remind ourselves of the great Creator, the one who loved us, the one who sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to live on earth 33 years, and the last 3 years to go out and speak to his own people, the Jews of Israel. About what? About the gospel. How did we get the gospel? Do you know? The good news, the best news, the thing that has brought us into this place today, the good news, that God so loved the world and not punished us with eternal stupidity, but given us brains that can think and puzzle out, computer chips in our brains that can work out problems. Amazing. Do you not think? And the purpose tonight, coming to this meeting, is to remind us of the great Creator, the one who made us, sustains us, and blesses us with ability to think lucidly, rationally, and to puzzle out various difficult problems in a moment, in a second of time. God enables you. And what do we do? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Never neglect this, to express our gratitude. So this Psalm 100 is called the Old Hundred, that our ancestors, our fathers and grandfathers loved and glorified God with that psalm and wrote two hymns. One we have just sung, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. That one we have just sung. But what we are going to sing at closing, before Jehovah's awful throne, awful, today we come in freely, and some people tend to even treat the house of God carelessly with contempt. They laugh. I say, dear friends, always realize that when we step into the compound of God's house, it is sanctified territory, and we are privileged people to come in, that God receives us with open arms and welcome for everyone. This is the love of God that we receive so freely. So tonight the purpose is merely to remind ourselves, are we grateful? You know, all of us naturally must be grateful, not just to God, but to parents. Ah, does it strike a new bell in your head? Say, I never thought of it. I thought parents grow old and depend on us, and we are the benefactors to parents. Ah, dear friends, think, when you were born, who was the benefactor? Ah, understand. From there you begin to realize the great debt we can never fully repay. Who? Our earthly parents. And to our Heavenly Father, who sent His Son to die on Calvary's cross, to live for us and to show us the way and to save us from our sins, to pay the price of you and I that we owe a terrible price that we cannot pay. He paid for us with His own lifeblood. He died for us to take away all our sins. This is gospel, plain and simple. And yet the educated, cultivated, cultured world despise. They laugh at it. So they say, no, 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 don't talk to me about God. I came from Big Bang, Small Bang. They don't own their own God, but instead of which, they disown God. You think God is pleased? God does not take revenge today. It is not revenge. It is plain and simple judgment. It will come. Today we are spared that judgment. Today we have, instead of judgment, gospel. What is gospel? What is gospel? Good news. Oh, the Master says to us, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, whatever race or color, look to me and hope in me. and find your salvation in me. This is the whole purpose of our meeting here every once a week. Morning and night. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came on a Sunday evening. You think, oh, it's too precious for me. I need rest. And Sunday is the only day of the week I can take it easy, stretch my legs and yawn in your face and go to bed and just laze around happily. Please understand, every time we have the opportunity to come, and it is not often, but it is once a week, on His day. On this day, remember your Creator now, in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, and you find yourself in an old people's home, somewhere, tucked away, and not cared by anybody except some disgruntled son or daughter or some descendant who has packed you off as unwanted lumber. Yes, this is it. Tonight, as I said, is a lesson and reminder in gratitude. Are you grateful for what you receive? I have here a poem about mother. Those of you who have mothers, take note. Those who have no mothers, whose mothers have passed on, also take note with a tinge of regret, maybe, maybe. But if not, listen. This poem is by Jane Taylor, who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in the arms to rest, and on my cheek sweet kisses pressed. Who did it for me? Who did it on me? When I wasn't able to appreciate all this. But now you do. Do you appreciate and give thanks to whom? Mother. Possibly Father also. Yes. Father loves you equally deeply like your mother. When sleep forsook my open eyes, who was it sang sweet lullaby and rocked me in her arms that I should not cry? Who did it? Are you grateful? Do you think about it? Stanza 3. Who sat and watched my infant bed? I'm sorry, infant head. When sleeping in my cradle bed, and tears of sweet affection shed, who was it who looked after me when I was sick and shed tears? Who? Mother or father? When pain and sickness made me cry, who gazed upon my heavy eye and wept for fear that I should die? Yes, mothers and fathers feel for infant children especially. Oh, my flesh and bone and my own blood. Sick. When pain and sickness made me cry, who gazed upon my heavy eye and wept for fear that I should die? Who did it? who ran to lift me when I fell? And would some pretty story tell? Mostly imaginary stories, just to pacify the injured child, which is you and me. Years ago, did you not have a mother who cared for you? Be grateful, therefore. Who taught my infant lips to pray, to love my God, His word and day? Are you grateful for the gospel that your mother imparted to you? What are you doing about it? Tonight is a night of reminders, instruction in righteousness. Finally, he says, and can I ever cease to be affectionate and kind to mother thee, who was so very kind to me, my mother? I say, I'm a poetry collector, besides a hymn collector. Whenever I see something good, I collect it and put in my file. Here is one. Ah, this is the night for all of us to examine ourselves. How grateful are we for the gospel freely given? Christ Jesus came to die on the cross for us, to take away our burden, a debt we owed that we had no means of paying. For only the just can die for the unjust. Only the sinless can take away the sins that you and I have committed and give to us His righteousness. This is gospel, plain and simple. This is the meaning of Psalm 100. Now we are going to sing in closing.